Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, can I take your order?
I'll get the triple cheeseburger with bacon and extra, 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 extra mayo and a Diet Coke. Make sure it's diet.
Welcome one and all to Poor Little Thing, the podcast, also known as
PLT,
the podcast where we share and discuss stories involving life's poor little things. Like that time you were a closeted teenager, and every year your parents would get you a Sports Illustrated swimsuit calendar for Christmas, and you'd unwrap it, and every time you'd look at it, you'd go, oh yeah, hi, I'm Ryan Steele. And with me, as always, is the only woman I know who laughs hysterically every time she sees a sign in a kitchen that says, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's Amy Goodmurphy.
Hi, everybody. I can't help it. I truly just cannot help. I love it. I love it. You know what it means, right? It means it's 5 o'clock somewhere. So yeah, I can have that glass of red.
At noon.
At noon.
10 a.m.
Doesn't even matter. Because the thing is you can. If you're in a kitchen and there's a sign there, no one can say nothing about that. Because I have the sign.
Yeah.
And so I can do what I want.
I wonder who was the first person to make that sign. Because that happened.
Well, didn't it come from the song? It's 5 o'clock somewhere, whatever, that southern song.
I don't even know. I feel it's older than that, but who knows?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. I can have this huge box of wine.
Yeah. Sorry.
Brian, I think it was you who liked that. I think it was you who liked that sign.
It's funny. We made a video a couple of Christmases ago, me and my mom, and she was outside, and I like ring the wine bell, and she comes in and gives me the wine.
Yeah.
And it like the clock kept ticking, and it was about to be 5 o'clock, and my cousin Natalie chimed in. She's like, I sure as hell know you didn't wait till 5 o'clock. This is true.
You know? I sure as hell know you didn't wait till 5 o'clock.
She's like, I know you guys start drinking at 2 p.m. at the latest.
Well, you're not going to ring that bell no more, are you?
Not going to ring that bell no more.
I'm not going to ring that bell no more.
Not going to ring that bell no more.
Okay, honestly, I never know if you're going to hit it, but you always hit it. And that's what I know I can count on, and I like that.
I'm not even auto-tuned, you guys.
Honestly, he's not even auto-tuned.
So, yeah, every Christmas I would get the Sports Illustrated calendar with like all the girls and their tits out.
Right.
And I literally would
Hey, their tits aren't out. They just happen to have breasts and they're in a bathing suit.
Sorry. I got a little heated. I got a little caught up. Okay. Sorry, I forgot some of my manners.
Sounded like a heterosexual man.
I'm sorry.
You're gay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So I would open it up, and there'd be these scantily clad, beautiful model women.
Why are they scantily clad?
Because it's a swimsuit edition.
They're in their swimsuit.
They're in their swimsuits. And then I'd look at it, and I'd see it, and my parents would be looking at me like all excited, because in their heads, you know, they thought I was gay since I was five. So they would
Please
do these
like
things.
This.
Yeah, and they'd be looking at me the night before. My parents would be like, hey, let's make sure we look at Ryan when he opens the calendar to get his, like, honest reaction. Mm-hmm. And I knew in my head they were looking, so I'd open it, and I'd go, Oh, yeah. Because when your parents get you something kind of sexual and dirty, how else are you supposed to react?
What are you supposed to say?
Yeah.
I don't like this. I wish they were guys. I wish you'd get me a men's health magazine, Dad.
Well, God, my mom, at one point, I want to say I was around 13, she had this weird, it was like a mini little catalog. Because this is kind of before the internet. I'm so old, right?
Yeah.
And they had this little magazine catalog, and it was all for men's underwear. But it was something kind of targeted towards sexy women or something, because all the men were quite well endowed, and the underwear were quite, like sexy. It wasn't regular, like the Bay or Fields or something with like regular, you know, Hanes underwear.
Yeah.
It was like banana hammock kind of underwear, really like, you know, showed a lot. And I remember whenever anyone would be gone,
yeah,
I'd go through the pages and then I'd always make sure I slid it back in the pile where it was so no one would know that I had looked.
Oh my God, you were so horny as a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't magazine horny as a child. What I would look at, mm-hmm. but I never like hid anything. I just like was, I mean, sorry. Hey, lie alert.
D.
Listen, I'm lying again.
Yeah, well.
You're the one usually lying.
That's true.
No, I did. Of course, I hid stuff. But when I was looking at magazines around that time, I think as like a younger gal, mm-hmm. maybe not so much a teen, maybe like a, you know, older woman, younger teen.
I got it.
Older child, little teen.
Okay.
That's what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
I would look at the magazines, but I would look at the men's magazines, not because I was like, oh, these guys are hot, but because I was like, I wish I could get a haircut like that.
Yeah.
Or like, I liked them.
That is very interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very different from me, but like, it's so cool to hear that.
Yeah. Like there's you know, I've told you many times before, I don't feel, I am a woman. I mm-hmm. identify as a woman. I feel like a woman. I love my femininity.
Mm-hmm.
I grew into that.
Yeah.
But there was a big part of me as a younger person that was like, kind of like the boy thing.
Yeah.
But then I changed.
That's right.
I changed because it's a choice. Just kidding. It's not a choice. Disgusting.
I have a question for you.
What?
How the hell are you?
I am fucking rocking.
Oh, yeah?
I'm rocking out. Yeah, I'm good. I got some new drama.
Uh-oh. D? Okay, last week was episode 100, and if you listened, it was very sound effect music heavy.
Yeah.
We asked D to play something like God every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But it was 100, you guys. We were celebrating.
We were celebrating.
Also, I'm going to apologize for my overuse of you guys already. We've talked about it on this podcast. We try not to do it, but know that it's coming from a great place.
I got it in our heads, and now I regret it because you guys is probably okay. No one has come to us and said, hey, can you stop saying you guys?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
But just know that everyone, you guys, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Okay?
Everybody. And also, we're not starting every podcast like, hey, you guys. Like that annoying clips online.
Hey, you guys, this is what I did in a day. I went to the grocery store and the prices were crazy, but I could afford it. So I went and bought anything I wanted. Meanwhile, the videos of me just sitting on a couch while I list off all my things I did that day. Stupid fucking social media TikTok people. Okay, anyways,
I have some drama.
Drama. I have some trash. Some trash.
Okay.
I tried to say drama and trash at the same time and I couldn't. So I was scrolling through my scroll. My electronic scroll.
Yeah, that's what they call
it. Instagram feed.
Yeah.
Electronic scroll.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across, I follow this account called The Cut.
Oh.
Don't worry about it. Anyways, did you ever watch New York Housewives? You watched Roni the last season, right?
Yeah, unfortunately I watched the last one, the worst one. Yeah.
Okay, well, I loved that season.
The last one of the real one? Oh, no, I meant, sorry, I didn't watch the newest one, like the last, I know what you mean now. I watched the last one of the original cast. And I've started to watch the new cast, but I haven't got through it.
Understood. Okay. Yeah. Well, there's been the one, it's like not the original cast, but before this latest one, there was a girl on there named Leah McSweeney, otherwise known as Leah Mobb.
Blonde girl, right?
Yeah, she's blonde.
Yeah.
And anyways, she's suing Bravo and Andy Cohen because she said that they encouraged substance abuse and intentionally fueled her alcoholism for ratings. So I want to talk about this, okay? Because she was very open about having, I believe, like addiction problems with addiction.
On the last season, she wasn't drinking.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. But how do you not know that when she entered Roni, I hate Roni.
Yeah.
Ugh,
Roni. Remember when I called it Ronnie?
Ronnie. Oh, yeah. So then that's even more embarrassing.
Poor little thing.
Poor little thing. So here's what I think about it. It's like, you knew this going in. You had to. It's the largest franchise in the freaking universe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you know that they highlight all the shitty parts of these people. Mm-hmm. Clearly, it's for dramatic viewing, mm-hmm. and they want to see crazy stuff.
Yes.
How do you not understand that?
I know.
So she wrote in the article that she was under the impression that what they told her was, which I believe they did tell her this, but what? You believe them? Mm-hmm. That it's about showing your authentic life as a New Yorker who is, you know, maybe in like a high-end scene or whatever, mm-hmm. and letting people see the authentic you.
Yeah.
So having real friendships and fallouts and, you know, just showing your real life.
Yeah.
And what it's like being unapologetically you. Mm-hmm. And they want you to get shit-faced, fight. They want to pay for you guys to go on boats, being with crazy women, crazy men, whatever. Mm-hmm. So tell me your thoughts.
May I step in?
Absolutely.
Here's my thing. You step into a franchise in season 13, 14, I don't know. And you've had a lot of time to look what happened on the previous seasons. And not only is there just your franchise, there's about 15, 20 other cities around the world now that have the same show with the same concept. We like watching them get drunk, be messy, say stupid things. That's why we watch. Salt Lake City this season, there was a shitload of drinking going on. A lot of things were said. Kyle Richards is not drinking this season on Beverly Hills.
Hey,
and here's the thing, I'm not drinking either, but...
Wait, you're the one that DM'd her and said she's the one that inspired you to stop drinking.
Stop that. We don't edit, de-edit that out.
She doesn't edit this podcast.
I just wanted to be able to say that Kyle Richards messaged me and she never did yet.
Hey, chill out.
But here's the thing, Leah. I'm on a high. I'm on my third coffee.
Go ahead.
Leah, you knew what you were getting into. Don't be suing nobody. When you read that, oh, your authentic life, shut up. You believe that? Then what I say is shame on you.
And you know what I say? Shame on you. Because here's the thing. You like, I don't know what you have a leg to stand on. So she said that they put her in compromising situations mm-hmm. when they knew she had an addiction to alcohol.
Yeah.
So they provided alcohol. I guess it was like, perhaps, you know, what I'm assuming is, that she told them she didn't want that around, maybe, and maybe they went above and beyond to make sure it was around.
Whoa.
And yeah, that's fucked up. Mm-hmm. But these shows are fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, what do you expect? Do you think they have your best interests at heart? That, you know, another thing it was, she's like, they edit it to show this, this, and this. Duh.
Yeah.
We know. Mm-hmm. And you should know that too. Mm-hmm. You should have known that. I feel like I'm sorry. I have some compassion of like, oh my God, you poor thing.
Yeah.
You seriously had no idea.
Yeah.
You didn't know that they were going to try and get the worst out of you so that they could make quote unquote good television for us to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Every single franchise is the same.
Yep.
It's the same and it's not going to change. That's why we watch it, because it's fucked. But you have to be an individual that exists that's like, I don't care. I want the money. I want the fame. And I want to live my authentic life. How do I have compassion, Dorit?
Oh, my God.
Dorit, I'm a showman.
Oh, Erica Jane, I love you. See, the best episode of Beverly Hills this whole season was the one where Erica Jane got shit-faced when they were in Europe or Cuba. I can't remember where they were. But they were somewhere exotic and she just got tanked at dinner. But they edited it really well and they... Like, she didn't get, like, messy. Like, there was no big fight. I remember saying to my friend, I enjoyed that episode because there was no big fight, but she was shit-faced and saying funny things.
It was funny.
And it was just fun to watch.
Yeah.
That's why we watch. Anyway, will you keep us updated with the court case?
I'm going to keep you updated. Listen, I'm going to keep you updated. I sent it right away to our Bravo insider, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I know.
Yeah.
And she said, what was she expecting?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, we've got gays suing Madonna.
Well.
We've got a Real Housewife suing Andy and Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something, though. I don't hate that she's suing them.
Yeah.
So on the other side of it, it's like, yeah, you guys are fucked.
Yeah. And they got a bunch of money. So.
Yeah. So give her some money.
Mm-hmm.
Because she wasn't invited back. None of them were, I'm assuming. I don't know. Listen. I'm not a Bravo crazy insider. You know, I don't know everything.
Yeah.
I don't claim to.
Mm.
But I'm assuming, without having done any research and pulling this completely from my gay ass,
yeah, yeah.
that they wanted to mix up the cast. Mm. And they did. She wasn't invited back. So she couldn't count on that paycheck. She probably is having problems with alcohol again, maybe.
Well, maybe, yeah.
And they fucked up her life.
Yeah.
So guess what? Give her some money.
Because Luann, also of the previous New York franchise, had a battle with one season she was drinking, one season she wasn't kind of thing. And next thing you hear, Luann's drinking again. But Luann would be like kicked out of clubs and say really derogatory things to workers and staff. So that bitch does need to stop drinking.
Yes. And didn't she drive? She drove drunk, right?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. She drove drunk, got a DUI.
Yeah,
and
that's
then,
not cool.
And then she married a man on the boat who cheated on her, that bald guy who was like openly flirting with women on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I don't want to hear this. Remember Bethany? Bethany was like, I saw him and he was kissing another woman at the bar. And she was like, don't tell me this. Don't do this, Bethany. Don't do this. Like, what do you mean don't do this, Luann?
Yeah.
What?
We should have PLT like on Bravo.
What do you mean?
Like if we were a part of a reality show on Bravo called PLT, it'd be you and me and we'd have to cast. If you want to be part of our show, please DM us. We need some, you know, characters and some best friends that aren't really our best friends in life. We only ever see you when we film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that too. They make you look like you're friends. You're not. You're castmates.
Yeah.
And they set all of this stuff up. You know what else she said in the article?
What was that?
That they set up scenarios. Duh! All of this stuff can't just happen naturally.
There's just a cameraman always at Sutton's house just waiting. Like, it's not going to happen
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. They have to talk to each one. Each one has a producer. They say this will get really good ratings. Say this to her.
Leah. You're like in your mid-late 30s. You know this. You're better than this. Come on, baby.
You knew. Yeah. But she's got to stick to her story, though.
Yeah.
Obviously, she has to stick to her story. She's like, I want money. Mm-hmm. I want a little bit more notoriety.
Yeah.
And I got to stick to my guns, even though I know it's crazy, because mm-hmm. I want to get some money.
I guess.
I get it.
I have to ask you a question.
What?
I was in an Uber the other day, because she doesn't drive. And I went by, you know, some sort of construction, whatever. And there was the TCP, traffic control person. We talked about them last week.
Yes.
Why do all TCPs, one, smoke? And two, drink Monster energy drinks.
Okay, this is a great question.
Because I'll just say, I drove by and I see a TCP hucking a fucking dart with those Monster energy cans that are so big. I don't know how they hold them with one hand.
Yeah.
And just having a fucking swig of their Monster drink.
Well, as you know, we touched on it last episode.
Yeah,
I am a former TCP.
This is true.
And I told you I did become a manager. Mm-hmm. So I did climb the ropes.
Well.
So I was running a show where this woman, Kim, that I worked with, was like, you think your shit don't stink? She was like this 60-year-old woman and I was like 19. She was like, I'm like, why don't you like me, Kim? She goes, because you think your shit don't stink. It stinks.
It reeks.
It reeks. Honey, it reeks.
We haven't talked about Kim in a long time.
Well, Kim.
And she hated her kids.
She hated her kids.
Really?
Remember her kid wanted
fucking
a
vacuum?
Yeah, she told me your kid wanted to borrow a vacuum. She was like, I'm not giving her my fucking vacuum. She always used to swear, I'm not giving her my fucking vacuum. She's not going to give it back. I'm not giving her my fuck. I'm like, this is your daughter? She's like, yeah. She can get her own fucking vacuum.
You did Kim in the Ryan Steele show back in the day,
yes,
didn't you?
I did. I did a full character piece on this woman that I used to work with that hated me.
That's so funny.
She hated me. And I was always like, I don't understand. She's like, your shit don't stink.
That's so funny.
It stinks like everybody else's. Okay.
But it doesn't actually. She shits
no,
all the time.
No, it actually doesn't.
It doesn't, Kim. Sorry.
I mean, it doesn't matter, but it doesn't.
It doesn't, yeah.
Weird. Anyways. Mm-hmm. So as a former TCPer.
Yes, please.
A traffic control personer. Mm-hmm. That was pretty much everyone that I worked with. I told you there was a girl that would chug hot Coke, 2-liter Coke, like chug it like it was water, like it was like a water sanctuary on like the longest hot day, and she finally got to it.
Yeah.
Okay. There was lots of Monster drinks, tons of Red Bull, lots of burgers, tons of smoking, just hucking darts while they were talking to people. Our team constantly got in trouble. We'd be like, you cannot smoke while talking to customers. Another one, that same girl would hold her cigarette behind her back while she talked to people. Like, where are you going? Okay, go over to lane 7. Then hi, where are you going? Okay, go over to lane 8 over there.
Her breath just reeked.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But, you know, honestly, all jokes aside,
yeah.
I say honestly too much.
No, I don't think so. Hey, you know what? Honestly is a good thing.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're speaking from your soul, and I like that a lot.
I'm trying to be authentically me, like on Real Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so honestly, I don't know why it attracts a certain person. It's kind of an easy job.
I was going to say, it's pretty mundane.
Yeah, and like, it used to pay okay. Do you know what it actually used to pay like pretty well?
Really?
Like back in the day, you could get like, some people were making like 25 or 30 bucks an hour certain construction jobs.
Like 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Yes, and that was a lot back then.
Yeah.
That was a lot back then. I remember when I was a kid.
Do you know minimum wage is going up again this summer?
I saw that.
I think it's going up, and they said it'll probably go up every year. That means everything's just like a Subway is going to be $38 in like 2 years.
And the thing is like, wow, you're doing something
middle aged.
Well, seriously,
well, here we go.
Please, you've seen the price of groceries. Here's the deal. Yeah, they're like, we're doing something. We're upping the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
It still does not reflect what things cost here.
Yeah.
Especially the cost of living.
Yeah, because here I work at a bar still, and as soon as our minimum wage goes up, then my owner has to jack up all the prices on the food because now every hour he's paying, if he has like 7 people on the floor, he's paying them $17.50 an hour.
Right.
Like, and then there's the cost of rent and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, now it's okay, wings are going to be $30 now. When is it going to stop?
When is it going to stop? Anyways, so Wait, why were you saying that?
The TCP. Anyway, oh, yeah. So nothing against TCPs. Also, I'm not coming for you. I just think it's funny that you're always smoking darts and drinking energy drinks.
Try and have compassion for TCPs. Honest. I know sometimes they're like, don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to, they're holding the stop part when they really want you to go. Mm-hmm. They want you to go slower. They're like waving it around. Mm-hmm. Like, and you're like, what do I do?
Imagine you were a TCP and you were directing traffic and you did something wrong and then two cars crashed. Well, and it was your fault.
That's the thing. And we used to like, we had a guy who used to like wave it around because he had like ADHD. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
But with his ADHD, he would whip around the sign and I have to be like, you have to stop doing that because cars don't know if they should stop or go mm-hmm. or if you're talking to them. And he'd be like, oh yeah, sorry.
Oh.
Oh my God. And sometimes they'd like promote people that should not have been promoted.
Like
and
you're you.
Like me. Well, probably was too young to be a manager managing Kim who hated me.
Well, she's just jealous of your young rockin' body.
She was jealous of my poo not stinking.
And your piercings. How many piercings did you have back then?
I had a nose piercing and a lip piercing.
Ooh.
Well, I was hot to trot.
That's right.
Directing people. My friends who had like rich parents that would come through for their second home on the island, mm-hmm. they'd come through and be like, hey, Amy. And I'd be like, hey, lane six. I fucking have my piercings in my face, blonde and black hair. Yeah. Just trash.
Hey, lane
Hi,
six.
Mr. Salinger.
Yeah.
Over there.
It's not the same thing, but I remember years later when I was in Pacific Center downtown mall and I was handing out clone samples for a friend of mine and I was pushing 30, if not I was in my early
30s. Yeah.
And I was so scared that someone from high school or their parents were going to come in the mall and see 31-year-old yes. Ryan still handing out cologne samples.
Yeah.
Again, no offense.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. We're just talking about our own journey.
And I wasn't even getting paid. I was volunteering for my friend because he gave me free cologne.
Oh, that's nice.
You guys, we all have our journeys.
We all have our journeys. My friend's parents always used to laugh every time and I always thought that it was a joke between us. But yeah. now I very much realize, especially in this moment, yeah. that it was not a joke between us.
They drove off. They're like, well, fucking trash, loser, trash. Yeah. Good luck.
Hey, I turned out okay.
She's a star of TV show now, you guys.
I'm number six on a cast list.
Yep.
Did you know something?
Well, I don't know. Lay it on me.
Did you know that you can get penis filler to make your penis larger?
I didn't.
Yo, now you're excited. If you're on Patreon, you will see a face that I haven't seen in a long time. You were thinking for a minute because, and then you got excited. It's true.
Again, I'm okay with my penis. I wouldn't mind. I think any guy would want a little more girth.
So there's a penis filler. I read about it online.
Mm.
And I was scrolling on my electronic feed, I told you. And I came across a pretty legitimate source. And it said penis fillers are now a thing. And that it will make your penis thicker, not longer, yeah, obviously yeah, thicker. Yeah. It plumps it. And the guy who got it done, a guy who was talking about it in the article, was asked, were you warned of it? Taking away from the pleasure, like did it do anything? And he said, in fact, it heightened it because it was. I should not be talking about this. It's very sensual.
Okay.
Because it was larger.
Yeah.
Who he was having intercourse with, it meant that where he was going into was yeah. tighter feeling. Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that made it better for him.
Oh.
And he said no one could ever tell.
Mm-hmm.
And that I think it sounded like it was the cost of like regular fillers cost, which I think is like. I think he said something like one round of it or the smallest amount of fillers was like $400 or $500 or something.
Okay.
And then from there it was an extra, I don't know how much. Because he said it was expensive. And yes, that is expensive, but I think that's kind of what it costs.
We ask you every week to join our Patreon. But right now, if you're on Patreon, you can see I'm on my knees.
Please.
And I'm begging you to sign up even for $4. If enough of you sign up for $4, mm-hmm. I will get filler in my penis and I will show you before and after photos.
No, you won't.
If you're in the right tier.
Will you?
Mm-hmm.
The highest tier?
The highest tier.
You will show them before and after photos of your actual crotch.
Yes, I will.
Brian, he's crossing his fingers. Please join. He needs it.
You hear about Pedro Pascal?
What?
The SAG Awards? He was drunk.
He was drunk.
Because he didn't think he was going to win.
He was really cute. His speech was cute.
He was very cute. He meant that man can do no wrong. But I kind of just love that scenario because he was up against like three people from Succession. And then he was not, you know, he was not supposed to win. And he hadn't won any. I don't think he won the Emmy. He hasn't won anything yet. So, you know, he's there. He's like, I'm going to have, you know, drink number five, no problem.
Sure.
And then he has it. And then he gets up there and he's a little drizzed.
He's a little drizzed up.
They're filming the second season of The Last of Us in Vancouver. And if one of us gets on... I'm going to lose it. Well, it won't be me, but you bet you have to get on. I want to meet him.
Listen, I've never auditioned for it.
Neither have I.
And I heard that casting told everyone to fuck off, stop. Like, they'll ask when they want to who they want because everybody wants to get on. And so I guess people's agents were like sending like, hey, could you please see my client? They're like, hey.
Get out of here.
We'll do this because every actor wants to get on it.
Yeah, well, listen to me.
Well, I know. I would die. Pedro Pascal was seen in Yale Town, which is about a 5-minute walk from here.
It is.
And, I saw it on the internet. Mm-hmm. What would you do if you saw him out?
What would I do if I saw Pedro Pascal? I'd probably fangirl a bit. I like to think when I see most people, not that I see a lot, but I don't usually go that crazy. Like, I think I saw like John Cena once at Cactus Club and just whatever, yeah, you know, like, yeah, cool, whatever. But if I saw him, just because me and Pedro are close to the same age and he's like, I don't know, he's just, I'm attracted to nice guys, usually. Actually, I shouldn't say that all the time. But he's such a likable person, and I really liked him on SNL. I'm not answering your question.
Okay.
I would go up to him, and I would just go,
you would,
Mr. Pascal. Hi, I'm Ryan Steele. I'm an aspiring comedian, middle-aged comedian.
Aspiring.
Yeah, aspiring middle-aged comedian, podcaster, minister here in Vancouver.
Yes.
I'm based here.
Yeah.
I'm 5'11", yep, and I'm non-union.
Okay.
Can I get a photo with you? And also, I'm taking a sober year, but I'll break that for you. Would you like to go for an IPA?
Brian.
Would you get mad at me?
Yes.
Brian. Even if it was Pedro Pascal?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess there, so.
You keep trying to, you like a true person who needs a drink, keep saying, oh, I would for this, I would for that.
Only Survivor and Apocalypse. And maybe Pedro Pascal, but I guess no. I'll say no to
but
him.
You guess no. Okay. Apocalypse, maybe.
My friend was in town last night. We went for dessert. We had 2 kombuchas and some mini donuts.
That a boy.
What kind of person am I now?
I love it.
Yeah.
And she's getting a 6-pack.
Hey, yo.
I saw it this morning. I came and his shirt was off and I said, hey, those are new lines.
There's been a little bit of a transformation, which has made me happy.
There's been a transformation.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine I have some filler in my dick? I'll be the most confident Smurf in all of Smurfland.
Brian, I shouldn't have brought it up. You're going to get filler in your penis. You don't need it.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Please. Also Smurfland.
Did you ever watch... I love Smurfs. Do you follow Dude with a Sign?
Little bit. I see when I don't follow him, but I see what everyone else posts, and I quite enjoy it.
Okay, so there's Dude with a Sign and Dudette with a Sign. So it's a girl and a guy. I follow both. Love them both. But Dude with a Sign, usually Dudette hits me like 99% of the time. Dude with a Sign hits me 100% of the time.
Really?
The last one I saw, it is so accurate to me, it scares me. And I really want to know if it's that guy who's holding the sign that makes them up and how he does this, because I'm very impressed. Today's was, stop standing up when the plane lands.
We're going to talk about that after.
Yeah. The other one was, stop listening entire concerts on your story. Okay.
Yeah.
The other one was, eat before grocery shopping.
Yep.
I just did it the other day where I didn't. I hated what I brought home. I hated myself. This one I didn't actually. Falling asleep on the couch hits different. I don't know. I'm old and it hurts me. If I fall asleep on the couch, I fucking hate myself.
Yeah.
The last one just said, walk faster. Like, get out of my way. Hit with me. I was like, get out of my way. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to move past.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Dudette sign one that I really liked, which was like...
Dudette, by the way.
The Dudette with a sign that I loved was, there should be an etiquette class for flying. And the second one, actually, there were two, said, give your girlfriend the booth seat. Give me the seat.
I did that last night with my friend from high school.
That's nice.
Right away, I'm like, you can have the comfy booth seat. I'll take this rackety old chair. You know what I mean?
Yeah, rackety.
2 airplane things there. So we have to touch on that. I think we might have talked about it before, but if the plane lands, you got about a good 10 minutes usually before you're going to be going anywhere. So don't stand up. Don't open the fucking overhead thing and take your luggage out and stand in the middle of the aisle. You fucking piece of shit. You know what I mean? And if you have luggage that's going to be coming, you know, in the main terminal, we're all going to be waiting at the exact same time. So I'm going to meet you there.
Unless you have to catch another flight. First of all, the flight attendants should be aware and they should be saying, allow this person to get off first. Mm-hmm. Okay. And sometimes they do that. And I'm always like, bravo. That's great.
They should have a zip line at the top of the plane so that you can just like hook yourself on if you have to connect. And then you just go whoosh, right over top. Good luck. I hope you make it, Greg.
Yeah, bye, Greg.
Hope you make it to St. Louis.
Yeah. I would love that. I totally agree. And then also though, if you have to connect, try and get brave and say, I'm so sorry. Do you mind if I go ahead of you? I have to connect, right? Mm-hmm. But it's embarrassing. And I kind of get that. What are you going to tell the whole plane? Excuse me, everyone. Let me get through. Like, you're not. It's awful if you're at the back. But also, if you're going to stand, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But stay the fuck in your seat.
Yeah.
Do not ram the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
We're all going single file. When people try and get ahead of me from the seats behind me, before me in the aisle, I stand. And if Jenny's beside me, I will push her into the aisle to block them. You don't get to go before us. It's we wait for the person in front of us. You wait for the person in front of you.
Well, sometimes even at a concert or a game or something like that, I will just, I'll hang out on my seat for an extra 5 minutes when the game or concert's over, because everyone's just rushing for the aisle. I'm in no hurry. Yeah, I want to get home and I want to get to my bed, of course. But is 5 minutes going to fucking change my life that much? No, it ain't.
No, it ain't.
So I will sit here in my comfy, well, it's not comfy, but I'm going to sit here in my arena seat that I've already been in for 3 hours. I'm going to wait for 5 more minutes so y'all can shuffle out and I can peacefully walk out at my own pace.
Yep.
One more thing you said, Kate, I want to talk about the walking one. You go off a little bit on that. Walk faster.
Walk faster. Get out of my way. The other day, yesterday, I was walking and there were two guys taking up the whole fucking sidewalk. I want to go faster than you. Mm-hmm. So move over and be aware of someone behind you. You hear me clip-clopping.
You know what I hate? When I'm walking and I walk pretty fast and there's a person with their dog on the side of the road and that dog is maybe number twoing or sniffing. They sniff a lot, right? So you're
sniff a lot.
You've stopped. You know that I'm walking up, okay? And you see me coming, do not start walking. You're with your dog as soon as I walk by. So we are now walking beside each other.
I can't.
This happens more than it should, and it makes me so angry because now we're walking beside each other and we do not need to be. You couldn't wait 2 more seconds for me to walk by. You have a dog. You're going to be walking slower than me.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
So let me go. But you fucking do it to me. And I'm like, I get in my head so much. And now I turn my queen gay speed walking into even extra. You know what I mean? Like, see, I'm just gone. A little bit of smoke behind me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that makes me real mad.
Listen, I don't want to walk with you.
Yeah.
I don't know you. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to, I don't want to walk at the same pace as you. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I've actually started doing? It's hilarious that you bring this up. I started deciding that I wasn't too embarrassed to do a little jog so that I can get in front of somebody.
I've started doing that too. I'll just like go do like I'm late for something, but then I stop and I'm just
I'll just do a little like jaunt and then just to get ahead of them so that I can keep up my fast pace. Or like when someone's walking fast with you, who's gonna go faster, bud? Me or you?
Yep.
It's gonna be me because my anxiety's riding high that I'm doing the same pace as you. I cannot be doing the same pace as you. We're not walking together. Mm. It's awkward. Mm. Move over.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. We need zip lines and airplanes. And we need zip lines on the sidewalk.
Yep.
So we can just clip on to the sidewalk and then do your sound again. Exactly. You know, I don't want, then we don't have to deal with anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
But maybe you have to pay a little bit extra to have the zip line access.
I want
to
reserve the zip line. Mm-hmm. Today, I'm using zip line D. Because I need to get from fucking D to F.
Yes.
And so I'm getting onto D and I'm zip lining to your house.
Imagine, because Amy lives up on a hill compared to where I live downtown. And imagine you could literally get on a zip line and just whoosh, just come all the way here and come right through my window.
Do you know how much I think about buying an electric scooter that I could just electric scooter to you?
Really?
But then I'm like, it rains all the time here, but I would love to get on a little scoot and get over here.
I'd love you to do that.
But I can't.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Okay, last week we played PLT Story Trivia, but I got another game for you this week. Do you like playing games?
I love games.
Today we're going to play Texting Abbreviation Quiz. D?
Text texting abbreviation quiz.
Yes. So this is don't look. Well, you can get now. You can't see it anymore. So these kids these days, you know, because I you know, work with a lot of 28-year-olds, 30-year-olds, and younger maybe. And sometimes I date 25-year-olds.
They'll 22.
22. Yep. They will text me things, WhatsApp me things, Instagram DM me, and they'll say these letters. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I've learned that RN right now.
Right now. I know
it's
that
not,
one.
It's not a nurse anymore. It's right now. So I got 10 for you. Let's see if you can get them.
Okay.
TBH.
To be honest.
IRL.
In real life.
IMO.
In my opinion.
IDC.
ID. I don't care.
Yes.
Whoa.
Good job. I didn't know that one. SOML.
Shake my SMOL.
You know, that, of course, that happened to me.
Don't tell me.
SOML.
SMOL.
SOML.
SOML. What's the first word?
Story.
Story of my life.
Yes.
Oh, God. I think I've seen it before and I'm like, what the fuck is small?
WYWH.
WYW.
To give you some context, I might say this to someone who's far away and I love them.
WYWH?
Yeah. WYWH.
What is it?
Wish you were here.
I hate that so much.
OMDB.
Oh my dickin' God, bitch.
Over MDB.
Over my dead body.
That's right, girl. ATM.
I was going to say electronic. That's an E. ATM. At the moment.
There we go.
Yes.
You're doing pretty good. Two more?
Yeah.
You'll get this one. STFU.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
The amount of times Amy Goodrubbe said, shut the fuck up at her JFL show. We should have had a little tracker.
Well, I had to tell the audience to shut the fuck up. They were laughing too much.
And finally, DMUTB.
DMUTB. DM. What's DM?
Do me.
DMUTB. Mm. Do me up the bum. Brian, that's not one.
Thank you, D.
That's not a real one. Do me up the bum. Brian, that's something my brothers would say to me when I was a kid or something. Hey, yeah, right. Do me up the bum, bitch.
I had a couple of girls in high school, and that was our joke. We'd always be like, do me up the bum. And that was really? Before I was even gay or anything. Well, I was gay. I just wasn't out. Hey, I wasn't comfortable in my skin.
I wasn't gay yet. Oh, my God. Listen, I hate all of those. I'm surprised you didn't do if you know, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know how long that took me to figure out?
I was going to do that one, but I think you've used that. So I was like, oh, she's going
to
know that.
I have to let people know that I am still with it. Mm-hmm. I am an aspiring Gen Z.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still here.
Yeah.
Honestly, recently, I felt so fucking old. I was done. Oh, I didn't know how to like change. I didn't know how to fix my mom's like TV problems. Mm-hmm. Normally it's me. I'm like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Or my brother does it. I couldn't fucking do it. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. My dad will text me because they're up on the mountain, right? So they can't get cable, but they can like stream apps and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's something to do with their SportsCent app. And he was telling me, Brian, it's on my phone. And then when you mirror it or whatever, you shoot it on from your phone to the
mirror.
TV.
I think it's mirror.
Yeah. Just fuck it, the whole thing. Same thing with my dad. He's been texting me problems with his TV and trying to get apps and everything. And I don't know what to do.
I don't know.
I feel bad. I feel useless.
My mom's always like, Amy, something's going on with my phone. I'm like, well, fuck, what? Well, I don't know if my text messages are working. Text messages. I'm like, well, what do you mean? Well, they're blue and they say delivered, but I'm not getting a response.
Oh.
Well, Ruth, maybe they don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, I don't think that's a popularity thing.
No, I don't. It was something to do with their messages. It wasn't that. Maybe it was green or something.
Oh.
Got to do some, you know, troubleshooting.
I always remember when I had an Android and my friend Bobby, we got each other's phone numbers and we started texting and I text him like, hey, it's Ryan Steele. And he's like, ew. And I said, LOL, what? And he's like, your text bubble's green.
Well, he's right.
And I was like, oh, I did. I was an Android stan for a while. They're fun. They kind of lit up weird. And I'm a flashy guy. I like technology stuff. And I really did like my Android. But then I eventually joined the Apple world again. And I've been an Apple boy for a few years now.
My best friend, Ava, started dating a man who had an Android. Oh. So she changed over to an Android. And guess what? I hate it.
She must love him.
She does love him. They've got a kid together.
Yeah, it's true.
And he's cute, and I love him too.
And that baby's probably going to be an Android user.
No.
Oh, I imagine one day, hey guys, you know, he's like 14, 15. Yeah. I have to sit you guys down.
Yeah.
And your friend's like, oh my God, he's gonna come out to us.
Yes.
And he's going to go, Mom, Dad, I'm going to be an Apple user. How could you do this?
Not in our family.
Get out of here.
Not in our family.
Why'd they kick him out? Because he wasn't an Android user.
I don't like it, Brian. I don't like it. He's brainwashed her.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, he's a great guy. Sure, they're a great couple. Sure, they love each other.
Sure, he's handsome. Whatever.
Sure, he's good looking. Yeah. Whatever.
Doesn't matter.
He forced her into getting an Android. Oh. And by forced, she decided she wanted one.
She can't even AirDrop to my Mac.
Ugh.
What if I wanted a photo? She'd have to text it to me. What is it, 2018?
It's disgusting.
You please cut off that relationship immediately, Dyke.
She always wants, we always have to start WhatsApp groups. What are we, in Europe? Anyways.
So you're not Batch Nation anymore. We've talked about this, but I am still Bachelor Nation.
I love it.
I half-ass watch them. I put them on the TV as I do my things. Play with myself.
Okay.
So this season, though, have you seen Joey?
No.
God, he's a good-looking man.
Hang on. Hold for Googling. Oh, God, that's him.
He's got these nice eyebrows, greenest eyes you've ever seen. He's a nice boy.
He's real cute.
He's real cute. Real nice guy. Shaves his chest. Don't know if I like, well, obviously I don't like that. But you know what? He's on a TV show. He's young. He's thinking he's going to look more defined. Whatever.
Yeah.
But he's been in a little bit of hot water lately.
What's going on?
Because they have these date cards that they'll send to the, you know, the hotel, the room, wherever the girls are waiting. And then
Clara, you'll be going on a date and bring a sweater.
It'll be like, Clara, let's discover this. If love is, you know, water deep or whatever, you know what I mean? And then they're like, but he's been sending some pretty explicit ones.
Brian, he's aged.
So he sent a date card over. Here's some of them.
Yeah.
Maddie B. Let's see how big your hole is, Joey.
Brian,
what?
No, he didn't.
Trina, let's fudge that ass till the cows come home, honey. Joey.
Brian, I don't like that.
What?
Let's fudge that ass.
I know. I don't even know what that means.
Brian, you meant to say, let's fuck that ass.
Fudge. You know, he was trying to be nice, I think. He said fudge.
Fudge
he
it.
Said fudge that ass.
I know.
He was
like
trying
that.
Something new.
Okay.
Donna P. You like piss? Joey.
Brian, okay. I know those aren't real.
I just got one last one.
You don't be making stuff up, lying to me.
Imagine you're the bachelor. The date card comes in and it just says,
like piss.
And then she opens it up. Donna P. Like, so not Donna L.
Yeah.
Donna P.
Mm-hmm.
You like piss?
And then all the girls go,
Joey.
Oh, God. Brian, don't lie to us anymore.
Okay, that's true.
You lied to the listeners and you lied to me.
Spoiler alert, there is a girl who's Canadian. She's made it to the final four. Maria, she's spicy. She's from Ontario. Her dad looks like, you know, those two guys that did the Lions and Tigers, whatever? Were they not Penn? Was that Penn and Teller? No. Those are the magicians. Siegfried and Roy.
Yes.
Her dad looks like one of them. He's got really, he's had some work done and he's got these eyebrows that have been manicured and he's really possessive of Maria.
One moment, please.
A lot of Googling. You need to jump back into Bachelor Nation.
Him?
He looks like he should be on The Godfather or something.
She's very pretty.
She's really pretty, and all the girls hate her. She's been the center of the whole season.
Uh-oh.
And Bachelor Nation wanted her to be the next Bachelorette, but lately she almost left because she couldn't stand Joey kissing other girls.
She can't stand it.
Maria, you know what you signed up for, bitch.
Let's do it right now.
Okay.
Joey.
Yeah.
Why are you kissing other girls? I can't stand it.
Maria, it's just the process.
No, you sent me that date card that said, do I like piss? And when we went on the date, there was no piss. I didn't understand.
Well, we were going to get there, but then I thought you got nervous, so I just kept my piss inside.
I didn't, Joey. Have I not been forthcoming?
Did you want me to piss on you right now, Maria?
It's too late, Joey.
No, Maria, please.
I'm going to go home to my dad and get plastic surgery from the guy he gets it from.
You have a 25% chance of winning this competition. And then you can get on Bachelor in Paradise and maybe become the Bachelorette. And then you get on the Challenge and the Traitors and so on and so on. You're going to ruin it all.
Fine, I'll stay.
Thank you. No, come here.
Don't piss.
Zip.
Thank you, Joey. I can't even say it. Thank you, Joey.
I think it's time we get to BLT stories.
Yeah.
You can go first, baby.
Zip. No, it's your turn.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
I have a new story. I believe I have talked about this on the podcast, but I do not believe I used it as my PLT story. So you know that this girl doesn't really drive anymore. She Ubers and she walks a lot, doesn't she?
She walks so much. I'm very jealous of her.
If I could walk to Merritt to see my parents, I would.
She might.
But that's a little too far. Back in the day, I used to use all the car share services in town. They used to be able to, you know, boop, boop, pick them on your phone. And you'd also be able to use a card and go up to the car and just tap that card. You're in. One of these car share services shut down, said goodbye, said goodnight.
It perished.
It perished. So I was only left with one option. And this option I used to go to your house, to go to auditions. I was driving through the city, my window down, my Christina Aguilera blaring. And then I moved. And when I moved, I tossed my card out because I only ever used the app to open these cars. I didn't even think the card still worked anymore. And then one day I'm working at Score on Davie. This number keeps calling me. I'm like, ugh, Rod Taylor, pour your own beers. I'll be right back.
Yes.
And I go in the back. I'm like, what do you want? And this car service goes, Mr. Steele, we're just wondering if you're done with your car. It's been 17 hours. And I go, what are you talking about? I haven't used a car share service all week. And then they say, well, yes, you have. You've used them every day this week. And I said, oh, my God. Anyway, someone had stolen my card and used it for pleasure trips. They didn't even take the car anywhere. They slept in it. They did drugs in it. So someone who took my card was not a good person. I was like, I want my money back. And the girl was like, well, we're going to give you your money back for today, but that's it. Unfortunately, the card is your responsibility and you must pay for all the other trips. Then I got real mad and I went to Facebook, which I never do anymore. And I go, boop, 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 boop. I posted on Facebook and people are chiming in, Ryan, fight this. You got this, girl. And a couple assholes were like, sorry, dude, I think you're in the wrong here. Shut up.
Yeah.
And then my one friend who I used to work with at Metrotown Red Robin chimes in. She's like, Steele, let's do an interview on you. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. That's too far. 2 days go by and now I'm getting more mad at this car share service.
Yeah.
I text her up. I go, bitch, let's roll. She gets me on the news. I do a story. They turn that story into an article online. That article gets published on Facebook. And now people are all chiming in and I'm getting hate mail. People are messaging me, loser, dyke.
They called you a dyke?
They called me a dyke. And they were just like, you want attention. The card was your responsibility. Now I'm getting all emotional because I don't like people hating me.
Yeah.
I hate myself. And then I'm like, people are like, get the cops involved. Call the credit card. Yeah. Get a dragnet. Block, you know, shut down the roads. No, they never said that far.
Okay. But get a dragnet. Shut down the roads.
And so finally, you know, this whole time I'm emailing with this car share service. And at the end, they're just like, you know, sorry, the card was your responsibility. And I said, fine, I'll pay this $650. But know that I will never use your services again. And guess what? I haven't. So F you car share service. And I'm a walker and an Uberer for life.
What? Okay, here's the deal. So you threw your card out thinking you didn't need it, but you didn't cut it up.
You know, you live, you learn.
Okay, no, but listen, I'm not going to come down on you.
Okay.
I'm just wanting to... Okay, don't be afraid. I support you.
Thank you.
Okay? Mm-hmm. We all make mistakes.
We all do.
But also, I think that company made a little... Well, it wasn't little, was it? $600? It's not little.
No.
It was not you. It got stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was stolen. It was outside of your apartment building. Mm-hmm. Someone went through the garbage, took the card, took it on a joyride.
Yeah.
And they... clearly, it was trashed, right?
Yep.
And they made you pay for part of it.
Because here's the thing. When I tap my debit card and I go buy something, I get a notification right away on my phone that I've purchased something.
Right.
So that way, if someone ever steals my card, my phone will go boop. And I'm like, oh my God, someone's just bought something with my card.
Yeah.
This car share service should really have it set up. And maybe they do. And I just didn't have it set to that.
Okay.
That every time I use this, it'll tell me how many hours I used or like how many miles I drove, whatever. So it just like, so I know. Because if they were using my card all week and I didn't know, and also shame on you, car service. I just have this car for 17 hours and I'm not even moving in it. You don't think that looks suspicious?
Yeah.
Not that they, you know, they have many, many cars that they're looking after. And there's probably one little, you know, 17-year-old girl in this office, you know, having to watch them all.
Right.
Because they're cheap.
Hey.
Anyway, shame on you. Shame!
Do you regret not cutting up the card?
Yeah, of course.
Turn down, close down the roads, get the drag thing out. Come on, Steele, go on the... How about, though, can we talk about... Are you ready to talk about this part, though?
What?
You went on the news.
Well, I originally said no. I knew how absurd that was originally. Denise was her name. Denise reached out. And I was like, Denise, I don't want to do that. And Denise was like, please. It's a good story. It's probably relatable for other people. And then, 2 days went by. And I think I was just working and talking to people about it. And they were like, fight, Ryan, fight. And then I called up Denise and I said, get me on the news, bitch.
Get me on.
Yeah.
Brian.
Denise.
You poor little thing. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm sorry, but I have to tell you, this man sticks to his word. Like, if anything, if you wrong him, yeah. You're out.
Yeah.
What are you, a Scorpio?
I will say, though, my life is a lot more stress-free with not driving. Mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about parking in the West End, which can be a nightmare. After 4 p.m., there's no parking. And driving and merging and all that shit and like car problems, you know, your alternator. Ugh, am I right? I always bring up the alternator.
Alternator.
So, you know what? I'm a walker. I'm an Uber guy and I fly and I zip line.
And I zip line.
Okay, you're up.
I'm sorry that happened.
Also, the car service, you're the PLT. And the person who stole my card, you're the PLT. And I'm a little bit of a PLT for going on the news.
I was just going to say, and you're a PLT for going on the news. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm really sorry that happened to you. Okay.
It's all good.
Okay, so my story is one that's been written in from a pilt.
Oh.
I love this. Mm-hmm. I love when people write in. Mm. We'll call this person Jamiroquai.
Love, your names are always so weird.
Okay.
They could never just be Chad.
What do you mean weird? Don't be discriminatory.
No offense, Jamiroquai.
I like Jamiroquai.
It is a nice name, yeah.
I'm going to name my kid Jamiroquai. A couple years ago, what?
Hi, I'm Jamiroquai Goodmurphy. I'm 16 years old. I'm 5'4", and I'm non-union.
And this is my sister, Jasleen. A couple years ago, I met this guy who was the project manager of a local organization that my company often works with. I thought he was cute, and I knew he was gay, but because we often had to work together, I always kept things very work-appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Professional, okay, is what he's trying to say. A few months after one of our work trips, we ended up at a mutual friend's birthday party together. We were having drinks and hanging out with a group when he started to very publicly make comments about how attractive he thought I was.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
One of my friends was the ultimate wing woman. And managed to get 6 of us all back to his place. And then very quickly took everybody else except for me and left in another cab to go to another after party.
Excuse me.
Who's this wing professional wing woman?
Well,
we were alone at his place at last. Go time in all caps. And then he says, D, seatbelt click, please.
No, they did?
Yes, they did.
A hey, true fan.
This is a true fan. D, put our fucking seatbelts on.
Thank you, D.
Thank you, D. Within minutes, we are on the couch making out, and he asks if I want to stay. He draws a bath.
A bath?
Yeah, he draws a bath and gets us a couple glasses of scotch.
Also, why is it called draw a bath?
Stop drawing a bath. And yeah. Also, here's the thing. You're getting in the bath, and then you're going to have scotch?
I mean...
Do you like scotch?
Yeah, I love scotch.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I want to love scotch because I think it's like such a cool drink.
It makes you so, well, it makes me so drunk though, because I would have like a bottle of wine or something, you know, and like have a nice little buzz before bed, just a little scotch, neat or on the rocks. Love it both. But then I wake up and I want to jump out my window. My head is just like,
oh. One time I had to drink it to impress my boss who I hate and all the things I think about that I let him say and like do during the, it just gets me fucking, I wish I had more bravery back then.
Got it.
Anyways, he brought out this scotch and he was like, let's celebrate because I did a big like sale, whatever, big deal. And then he was like, let's celebrate. Thanks a lot. And we had it and I had to pretend that I liked it and I was like,
yeah.
I poured most of it down the drain.
Well,
I had to secretly go into the kitchen. Mm. Back to the story. He drew a bath and then got us a couple glasses of scotch. We're now both naked in the bath, getting sexy and clean.
Oh,
I don't know about this Jamiroquai.
Yeah.
And sipping away on our drinks. We'll talk about that after. I should note that we both have been drinking for hours at this point, and he poured us some very hefty glasses of scotch. We obviously make our way to the bedroom, but we're both getting progressively more and more drunk as the drinks set in. About an hour into fooling around, I suddenly feel the need to vomit.
Okay, also they fooled around
for an hour? An hour on scotch after you drew a bath?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. If I'm clean at that point, I'm not getting messy. I'm going to sleep.
Oh, 5 minutes. Like, okay, we're done. Good night.
Don't touch me either. Yeah. Exactly. I suddenly feel the need to vomit. And oh my God, it's coming up quick. I leap out of bed fully naked and make a mad dash for the bathroom. But as I'm running, I begin to puke and I manage to catch my vomit with my own hands and get into the bathroom where I finish emptying out my stomach into the bowl. The rest of the night is a bit of a blur, but I ended up passing out shortly thereafter. Neither of us got to the finish line, but the story does not end there.
Oh.
On my birthday a year later, I'm drawing a bath. Just kidding. On my birthday a year later, he FaceTimes me randomly and tells me that he has had the most massive crush on me for so long and he would love to have a redo of our night sometime. And about another year later, we end up at the same concert together.
Oh.
Needless to say, the sparks are flying once again. And by the end of the night, I make a sassy comment like, are we going to have a redo? Mm-hmm. He responds by immediately grabbing me and kissing me. This guy draws a bath. He grabs you to kiss him. Mm-hmm. Like, he's very confident.
Mm-hmm.
He has had more to drink than I have, so we're a little hesitant about going back to his place, but eventually we agree that I can drive us back to his place. Jamiroquai, I don't like you saying we agree that you're okay to drive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Leave that part out.
Yeah, Uber.
Yeah, Uber. Didn't you hear Ryan's story? We pull up out front of his place and he leans in to start making out with me. However, the moment our lips touch, he immediately chokes and coughs into my open mouth. He's mortified. I'm laughing and also shocked and turned off. I say to him, I don't think this is going to happen. Sadly, he moved to a different city shortly after that. And we never got our redo. And then he goes, am I the PLT? Well, there is a lot to discuss here. So what do you think about the bath, the scotch, and then the rest of it?
Well, I think clearly they were never meant to be anything more than friends, or even less than that. You know what I mean? Like, life, we've both seen past lives now. I feel like for whatever reason, they maybe thought that there was some sort of force bringing them together, but then life kept saying, they tried two times, and both times, so I feel they should have probably never tried again, but like, you know what? Good intentions are always good, but I feel, I'm glad that the one person moved away or whatever, and now the story is over, hopefully forever.
I hope the next PLT story that gets emailed to us is, he came back and we tried again. Listen, the moral of the story is, stop drinking so much when you guys are trying to draw a bath and have some playtime.
Yeah.
And also, be thankful that you played around for an hour.
Yeah.
You lasted that long?
An hour.
An hour?
That's been so sweaty.
And then, but imagine, you know what he left of the story is.
What's that?
Yeah, sure, puke started to come up. That was starting in the bath. You started to feel sick in the bath, and you were like, I gotta keep going. Mm-hmm. And he was feeling sicker and sicker and sicker, and then eventually vomited in his hands.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if I've... My friend Oopie told me that one time I hooked up with a guy, or his friend had told him that we hooked up and I puked in his bathtub, but I don't have any recollection of that.
Wait, sorry. Your friend told you that his friend told him that you puked in his bathroom?
Yes, in the building that he lives in, a block from here. But I said, that never happened.
And you don't remember?
I don't think it did happen.
Why would he say that?
Well... exactly. Well, maybe I did, but I like to think I remember all my fucking, you know, shit crazy drunk stories, but maybe there's a few.
Right.
I need to go to some sort of, like, is therapy going to help me bring it out?
Yes.
Because I need to go somewhere where I can, like, look in my brain and see things that maybe I've, you know, put a lock on and been like, that never happened.
There's so many more. But what you need to do is talk to people in your life and say, do you remember any times that I might not have?
I have tried with a couple of people, but I've mostly said it to, like, you know, my friend from high school, my family, and they don't actually know the real shit, dirty shit that's happened to me. Well, the real shit, dirty shit.
The real dirty shit.
Well, I think everyone involved in that story is a PLT.
I do too.
Yeah. Like every episode, we end with a question. This week's question, say you were going to get like $1 million, or say your life was on the line and you had to get yourself kicked out and banned from IKEA, how would you do it?
I was going to get $1 million and I had to get myself kicked out and banned from IKEA?
Yeah, okay, so for like $1 million. So say $10 million.
Okay.
For $10 million, you have to go into IKEA as a customer on a regular day. And by the time you leave, you have to be banned for life and obviously kicked out. How would you get banned?
Okay. I would go into the children's section.
Tread lightly.
Why?
Well, I guess you're going to be banned for life.
I would go there. I would go to the children's section.
Mm.
I would stand on one of the bunk beds.
Okay.
I would take one of the huge like sharks that they have. And then I would go on top of the shark.
Yeah.
And start going,
yeah.
And then that's it.
You think you'd be banned for life?
I think they would ban me for life. I'd be like, but I want to come back. They'd be like, ma'am, you have to leave. I'd be like, yeah, but I'm going to come back tomorrow. Like, mm-hmm. just to really make sure. They'd mm-hmm. be like, ma'am, you have to leave now. And I'd be like, yeah, but I can come back. I'm going to come back and do the same thing. And they're going to be like, well, maybe you. And I'll be like, I'm going to come back and do worse.
Yes.
And I pooed in the bed section. I pooed in the other bed section. And I went into one of the fake kitchens and I pooed in there in a drawer.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, ma'am, you can never come back.
And then Ryan Seacrest comes around the corner. Congratulations, Amy. Here's a check for $10 million. That'd be a fucked up game show.
Why won't people hire us to be like producers, show writers? Yeah. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you do?
I just love the visual, but if you did, like, you were were just walking around, you know, your little yellow bag that they give you, the blue bag, whatever. Blue, yeah. It changes sometimes.
And you, oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah, and then you go in, you're in the fucking kitchen section, you open a drawer, and you pull down your fucking track pants or whatever.
I like that you said I'm a track pants, because for sure I am. I'm not in any other pants but a track pant.
And people are for sure walking by, you know, families, and you're just taking a shit.
I could have brought it in a bag, Brian. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could have brought it in a bag you and just have. Left it in the bag. Mm-hmm. And then I lit the bag on fire.
This is true.
Yeah. But I made sure it was a contained fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
What would you do?
Oh, see, sometimes I make these questions up, but I don't actually think of what my answer is, which is good because sometimes I obviously have a, you know, leg up on you because I know what the question is.
Yeah.
So off the top of my head, I would go to the food fair that they have there and I would squirt a bunch of the mustard and ketchup as much as I can. And I'd put it all like pump, 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 pump until it was both my hands were just so full of it.
Yeah.
And then I would go, oh, fuck, I want to go also to the bedroom place, but maybe I'll go to where all the lamps are because it's so bright in there.
Yeah.
And I'll push all these lamps out of the way and I'll go, everyone stop. And I'll use the ketchup and mustard and I'll start masturbating.
Brian.
With the ketchup and mustard.
Brian,
I know, but
no.
I have to get banned.
No.
I have to get banned. I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to be sexual anymore at the end. You're Amy that I would tone it down. But you already took poo, so I can't.
Fine. And I did say I was humping a shark.
And I already used piss joke. I was also going to say that I would go in there and piss on everybody.
Okay, Brian.
But I would masturbate with the ketchup and mustard in the lamp section. Okay. And then when people would say, please stop this, I'd be like, what are you looking at, maggots?
Oh, you call them maggots with M's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to say the F one because that's rude.
Yeah,
but I
think,
you fucking maggots. Yeah. Go back to Surrey, you fucking trash.
Hey.
And then they get the manager. And the manager would come out and be like, whoa, this is let him finish. And then I'd be like, what? And they're like, no, you got to make him stop. And then they'd come and I'd be like, oh, but I didn't pay for my stuff yet. And they're like, you can't come back in. And
I'll pay for my stuff.
And I'm like, why can't I come back in? Like, because you're not allowed. We kicked you out. I'm like, well, I'll come back tomorrow. And then she'd look at me and she'd go, nice try. You can't. You're banned for life. And then ding, 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 Ryan Seacrest would come over around the corner.
I said, I'm coming back tomorrow. You have to have a different, you have to make sure you put your stamp on why you're banned.
And then the next day I would come in my Uber and I'd come and I'd have a new outfit on and maybe a wig with like a fake mustache.
Yeah.
And I'd walk inside and then I'd pay for my stuff. And then Ryan Seacrest would go, oh dude, they didn't recognize you. You fucked up.
What?
Yeah.
No, I thought you were just going to say like maybe you like then you like put the ketchup mustard on her or something.
No.
Okay, shoot. Yeah, sorry.
But now you have $10 million though, so can you give me some?
No, it's not enough. I can't. I would, but I can't. I just have like too many things that I want to do and like it's expensive here.
Can you buy me some Oreo cookies?
Yeah, and you can come on my boat.
Yay!
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in to Poor Little Thing, the podcast. We love you. And if you love us, please don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Ryan and Amy Show. If you want to see exclusive content and extra goodies, join our Patreon and strap in because it gets wet and wild. And as we always say, you poor little thing.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.